continue in our teaching, the purpose of altar calls. In part one, I kind of showed you in 1 Kings 18 and 30, Elijah told the people, come near, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. I did a research years ago on a lot of ministries, and I came across information that was disturbing. And believe it or not, many ministries don't even believe in altar calls. They don't even give them. And my question to that is, how can people that's not saved get saved if they don't know they can get saved? A person may come to a church and don't know Jesus, would hear preaching the word, and they probably came there for the purpose of changing, but they don't know how. So once the preacher finished preaching, he shut the service down. So that person that was there, hoping to hear, how can I come out of darkness into the marvelous light? But he never know how to do that, so he leave out of there bound. I got to show you something in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, verse 30. And brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? Now, this is dealing with Paul and the Philippian jailer. When Paul and Silas was cast into prison, the jailer heard Paul and Silas singing and praising God. Something happened to this Philippian jailer when he heard Paul and Silas singing. Watch this. In Acts 16 and verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Watch. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's band was loose. Now, this prisoner that kept Paul and Silas, he have never seen this kind of stuff happen with no prisoners that he had bound before. These two men come in this prison, they in there singing and praising God. An earthquake happened, the doors open, and the chains fall off people's hands. And he's thinking, what kind of people we got locked up in here? So in verse 29, he called for light and sprang in and came trembling, watch this, and fell down before Paul and Silas. Now he's asking them a question. Sir, what must I do to be saved? Let me pause right here. Why would this Philippian jailer ask a question if he knew what to do? Why would he ask, what must I do to be saved, if he knew what to do to be saved? So apparently he didn't know. Let me show you about altar calls. I'm going to kind of hook this together here. He's asking a question, I want to get right, but I don't know how. Sir, what must I do for my life to change? Think of people that may come to churches. They're sitting there tired of being in darkness, tired of being bound, but don't know how to come out. So this Philippian is asking the question, so what must I do to be saved? Meaning, he want to know. Apparently he didn't know. Why ask the question you already have the answer for? And this said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, watch this, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Verse 32, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord. Now, Paul went into detail, explaining to this Philippian jailer what to believe. Believe that Jesus died. Believe Jesus was buried. Believe Jesus rose again. Believe that Jesus is alive right now. And believe that Jesus will change your life if you invite him to come in. So after Paul broke it down to the Philippian jailer, this man was saved. It's like an altar call, an invitation. If we don't invite people to come to Jesus, my friend, they'll never know they can come. And think of the people that are sitting in churches right now, all over America, sitting in the building. They came for the purpose. I've dealt with so many people that have come to services, and the first thing they would tell me is, I came here for a new beginning. I remember one guy I talked to many years ago. He called me to come to his home. I went to his home. I walked inside. This is the thing he told me. Preach Jesus to me. I said, Lord, it can't get no easier than this. He said, I want you to tell me about Jesus. Notice that. He said, I want you to tell me about Jesus. I began to tell him what Jesus done for him. At the end of the message, he gave his life to Jesus. What I'm saying is, the purpose of altar calls, let me kind of recap this, is to offer sacrifices to the Lord, a place to meet God, a place where one can rededicate their life, a backslider can come back into the fold, a place where the sinner can get saved, a place where one can get things right that's wrong. Altars are a place where one can be delivered. Altars are a place where one can be set free. Altars are a place where one can be healed. When the word of God has been preached and people are convicted of something in their life, altar calls are given, watch this, for all those who want to get what's wrong right. But they must get out of their seat and come to a central location. And this shows two things. Number one, they are serious and tired of what they're doing and they want change. And number two, they're not ashamed to come forth and not focus on who will see them. The problem today, people don't get out of their seats, watch, is because they've never been invited. Altar calls are not given. Many people will go to hell sitting in buildings because they are messed up and they know it. And the reason why is because they are full of pride and they don't want others to see them come to the altar and ask God to deliver them. The sad part about what I just read, my friend, there are people in hell right now as you're listening to me. And you know why they're there? They could have got right. But their pride stopped them. They was more focused on somebody they know, seeing them come to the altar. Oh, I thought they was already saving. I thought they was this and I thought. All that thought and forget that stuff. You know you're not right. You're listening to me today, my friend. You may be in a church building. You may even hold down an office in a ministry. You may be doing good deeds to people. You probably was never invited to come to Jesus. Nobody never took the time to let you know, my friend, whatever your name may be that's listening to me, that you can come to Jesus just as you are. You can't change nothing about your life. Think about that. I came to Jesus as I was. I couldn't change nothing about me. I came to him broken. I'm not trying to sing some song. I came to him broken. I came to him not knowing what to do. I didn't even know what to say to him. So the person that invited me, watch this, to come to Jesus, they led me in the prayer in showing me how to invite him into my heart. Because I didn't know what to say to him. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. So you see, altar calls are to help people that might be in darkness how to come to the marvelous light. And you're listening to me today, my friend. Jesus loves you. In spite of who don't, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. Regardless of the things that's happening in your life right now, the struggles you've been having, the setbacks, the mishappening, misunderstanding, people turning their back on you, people you thought was your friends, you discover they're really not. Jesus cares about you. He's touched with the feeling of your infirmities. But most of all, he's concerned about your eternity, where you're going to spend that when you leave time. And Jesus, my friend, paid a price for you on the cross. He shed his blood, his life blood, he poured it out on the cross for you. So that when you die, you don't have to be lost. But you must do something, my friend. You must receive him. You must accept him. And here's an altar call that's being given now. If you have never given your life to Jesus, my friend, stop what you're doing right now. According to Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved today. Your life will change. You want that, right? You want a new beginning of life? You want to know where you're going to spend eternity in heaven? All right, bow your head right now. I'm going to lead you into a prayer, and listen to me. It's not just words, because Jesus is listening to you, my friend. I'm just showing you what to say to him, because you probably don't know how, and I know you don't. Say this from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died, you was buried, and that you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, I surrender all to you right now. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for giving me a new beginning of life. Lord Jesus, thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with your blood. Thank you. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the invitation you gave me to come to you. And I thank you for changing my life, for giving me a new beginning this day. I thank you that the angels in heaven are now rejoicing over what I've done on the earth today. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the simplicity of your word. I thank you for those who heard your word and responded to your word. I thank you for those who have given their life to you, wonderful Jesus. Those who did not know they can come to you, they have now come to you. I thank you for keeping them, and I pray that you use them to reach others for the kingdom. I give you praise and glory for it now, in Jesus' name. The purpose of altar calls.